This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Rotatoes, it's Friday, which means one thing and one thing only. It's time for episode 3, part 1 of Arc 10, Tomorrow's Heroes, featuring Rashawn Scott, Vic Michaelis, and Zach Oyama. And maybe one more. Who knows? What could I possibly be talking about? You'll have to listen to the episode and find out! Thanks so much to all those people that have left reviews. It really helps us find new Rotatoes and bring them into the family and help them find the show. So if you do have a second, if you haven't done so already, please drop us a little review. And don't forget to check out the Patreon, the Rotating Heroes Patreon. Is where you can get Arc Barks, where we discuss these episodes, and you can also get ad-free episodes. You can also get off-leash episodes, where we do, like, other stuff that's not just AP as well. We do all of, like, art, like the artwork drops and merch drops and stuff like that over on there as well. So, yeah, please go ahead, check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon if you can. You can also sign up as a free member, and occasionally we do, like, polls and stuff like that. So there's even stuff for you to do just to sign up as a free member. And let's be honest, you're probably already on a Patreon, because you're probably on, like, NADPOD or Worlds Beyond No. Number or whatever, because those are really good shows, to be fair, so I'm also signed up to those. But yeah, just go check us out. Go check us out. See what you think. Have a little poke around. And let me know what you think. Alright, let's get this week's episode. Take it away, Pass Me! To the Rotating Heroes Podcast, everybody. My name is Jasper William Cartwright, and to my right today I have
Rashawn Scott. What's up, everybody?
What's ooh, up? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Love it. Also to my right, but like slightly further away, sadly, is
Vic Michaelis.
What's up? And to my
like a bit of a lounge singer.
Yeah.
Ladies
and
gentlemen, welcome to stage.
That's what the hat is out for, is for tips. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Yes, there's
great.
Just like a bunch of dice in there.
Yeah. But they say get it started. So God. I didn't have any cash. So.
And to my left.
It's me, Zach Oyama. I don't have my hat out. I wish I had some more change than the change I already have that I'm not putting in there.
I take Venmo.
Oh.
There's a little QR code in the bottom of the hat there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's beautiful. It's a beautiful hat.
It's embossed. It's nice.
It's
yeah, thank you. I'm really in the red
code
because of the...
to your Venmo. That's extremely funny. Who is ready to attend some more high school and learn some more things at class?
I'm worried. I'm nervous. I guess I'm ready because that's no different than what it was when I was...
Okay.
In high school.
Sure. Yeah. Ready, but nervous. Makes sense.
Obligated to go.
Obligated
to go.
Yeah.
Sort of an illegal sense.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and dive in to this week's episode. Last time on the Rotating Heroes Podcast, we went back to school. Jin was immediately bullied by a kid called Reginald before you all went to maths and proceeded to become far less popular in the school because it turns out this group is actually pretty good at maths. You then managed to meet some of Finn's friends who play on the soccer team, which has now been renamed football. I wonder whose idea that was, before you snuck around and had a look at through a window of the senior section. It was there that you saw some people that you used to know acting in a very strange way and overheard an important conversation from the principal. You then went to history and Jin tried to correct the teacher on some things that may or may not have happened 450 years ago. And finally, you went to detention, which is where a strange connection between the vice principal and Finn caused some sort of vision. As you pull up to your house, you see that the front door swings open as a dripping, fast Fude, Finn, your mother, comes tumbling out of this house and comes running up to you. It's like,
Oh, Vinny, you okay? You're right?
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
Okay, hi, good.
Matt. How are you?
Yeah, you're off school early.
Oh, yeah, we got out a little bit early. Oh, these are my friends.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Miss Fude. It's me, Tian Rich.
Oh, yeah.
Nice to meet you, Tian Rich. I've heard a lot about you. Vin does not stop talking about you.
I hope everything that's pretty cool to say to your mom is cool to say to anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I'm just, some people embellish, you know, their friends and say like they're like way more cool.
I do not think that she's been embellishing you at all. I can tell by meeting you that you're every bit as awesome as he said you were. So.
Miss Fude, that's very nice of you. Is this a shoes off house?
Absolutely.
Or? Yeah. Hey, okay. I'm Jackie D over here. How's it going? Just been studying in class all day, and now we're probably gonna do more school stuff.
Are you a senior or?
We're trying.
You're in the same group.
Yeah. We're kind of student ambassadors. Okay. Right now, and Jackie D is helping us with an assignment. We just had history class and math class. And...
Great. Okay. Well, listen. Come in. Let me get you some drinks. Can I get you a round of milk?
Oh yeah. You know what? Honestly, maybe we'll just take some milk to go. We don't have to hang out here or anything. Well, I don't think we should hang out.
You gotta come in. Let's go.
What are we doing here?
I thought we were getting the milk and we were leaving.
Your vision. You had to tell us.
Was there something to do with what you're picturing here?
Nope. I just really think we should leave. Like, let's get the milk and let's get out of here, right?
As you're being
I give your mom a long hug from the side.
Why is the side?
It's intimate. It's around the hips.
Such a wet hug.
Okay, and I'll just get in between. There, okay. All right, sort of slip them. In.
Just watching from, 30 feet away.
Yeah.
As you enter into the bait and tackle shop that is now your home, you do hear that voice again in your head, Finn, and hear a, "Well, you could at least come and say hello. I've been stuck down here with nobody to talk to, and it's so nice to have you back, Finn." Fude.
If I say something, will it come out of my mouth, or will it just be in my head?
That's up for you to decide,
okay.
Finn Fude.
Yeah, so maybe, right, for sure. And so maybe
I think right now, I don't think you're speaking out loud.
No.
I think you're speaking to me in your head now.
Well, I know I'm speaking to you in my head right now, but I'm saying if I say something again.
You think it was a bait and tackle shot before they got here?
Oh, I don't know, because I was like, cool design, but pretty macabre.
Yeah.
You think about it, there are fish people and there's hooks everywhere.
Whoa, I didn't even think.
You see that there's like a lot of like hanging and drying fish, just like around.
Well, that's the smell.
Miss Fude is definitely like, you know, hunts and catches fish.
Miss Fude, you could salt that meat and it probably wouldn't get very rancid just like hanging out in the open air.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Salted fish is pretty good.
Okay, we usually just tend to eat most of it pretty quickly, so.
That makes sense. You know what? I shouldn't be telling you how to run your household.
Hey,
my bad.
That's okay. I'm always open to, notes and thoughts.
No, it's okay. We don't have any notes and any thoughts, actually. We'll just get the milk and we'll get out of here, because obviously you're pretty busy right now. You seem busy.
Can I ask your mom a question?
Mom, can you get asked a question?
I certainly can, last time I checked.
So, I don't want to make Finn feel weird, but, Finn kind of, went back into his own mind earlier today and kind of freaked out.
Okay, sweetie, you okay? You got a fever?
Is that something that's happened before that you just didn't know about?
Oh, sorry, Mom, just one sec. Hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure.
So, your family is, amazing.
Sure.
You guys are, obviously, really close and you talked a lot. Me and my mom don't really...
She's
great and I love her so much, but we're just, she gets really worried about me is sort of it, and so, I don't want to...
I'm gonna go get some milk.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna go to
check
my...
on your mom,
please.
Because she's lying. 21.
21? Yeah, she's lying.
I got an 8. I'm doing my makeup in the corner. Working on my bags.
Touching it up. Good.
Less concealer. It's kind of less is more.
I'm so fucking bad at this. It's the wrong skin tone.
It will never blend.
It's never gonna blend. Well, I'm going to go and get some milk for you all. And no need to follow me or anything. Why don't you just stay up here? You stay here and that'll be fine. Okay.
Okay.
She dives down. She's probably heading towards the kitchen.
Oh, hell yeah. I got a great room. I got a really nice room. And I wish I could show you guys, but it's underwater,
I
feel like that might be an issue.
I don't feel confident that I can get there, but how many seconds of swimming does it take to go?
Oh, it's really quick. It's like 5 minutes down there.
Jen just rubs his face like...
No, you know what?
Like, he's like a little scared.
5 minutes probably is like nothing to you since you were asleep for like 450 years.
Didn't you say
like,
you were asleep in a pond?
I didn't have to hold my breath the whole time.
In mineral water or something? Didn't you say that earlier? You were asleep in mineral water?
But it was like a magical... Like, I didn't have to breathe for 450 years.
Well, this water's pretty magical too.
Do you have to breathe in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's magical in the sense that it's like beautiful and like water is magic.
I can only hold my breath for... Maybe 20 seconds.
I see. Okay. Hey, can I ask you guys about something?
Yeah. Sure.
Can you guys, like, hear... I'm sorry. I know this is going to sound a little weird. Can you guys, like, hear some... Like, someone?
No.
Are you asking if they can hear me, even?
Well, yeah. I was asking if they can hear you because you're... Like,
are you responding to someone right now?
Right. The person...
That bit you said out loud. You said that out loud. I can see your mouth's moving.
Shit. Okay. I don't know how to do this. I don't think...
Listen,
hold your breath. You do it all the time. You swim with your family.
Wait, just hold on. I'll can we just pause now. For
ooh,
one second?
On. Ooh, wait. Oh, your mouth
I haven't done it in a second. That was hard.
Okay, what are you doing here?
Wow, he really can't hold
his breath. I was trying
to
hold my breath because you said go in
your
room.
No, not you. You. What are you doing here?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, I see. I'm actually downstairs. I've been downstairs the whole time.
Where? Where downstairs?
Not downstairs. Down the tunnel. Whatever that is. Whatever you call it. I don't know.
In my room?
No, not your room. In your mother's room.
In my mom's
room? She
kept
me. Yes.
Okay.
I can explain it, but you have to come and get me because it's really been... I'm just in this dark... Ooh. Hello. She can't hear me. I'm looking right at your mother, but she can't hear me.
Well, okay.
She's just checking that I'm still here.
I'm sorry. I got to go to my mom's room.
Okay.
Are you okay? What's going on?
I'm hearing a voice.
Is this new? This is the first time you're hearing a voice?
No, it's not the first time, but it's the first time you remember.
Okay. They say it's not the first time, but it's the first time that I remember. I'm like freaking out a little bit right
maybe
now.
Maybe it's your like conscience telling you what to do.
Do they have a name?
Do you have a name?
Yes, I do. I'm Death the Transition.
Death the Transition?
Yes, just the transition of death. Transition from things that are alive into death.
The transition?
Or vice versa. So, from death to life. So I could also be called Life the Transition, I guess, but it's just less dramatic.
Okay, they said so many words. I feel like I gotta go talk to them in
what
person.
What were some of them?
There are death and that transitions from death to life or life to death, and it sort of goes backwards and forwards and backwards. Seesaw?
Like race car is race car backwards.
Can
yes.
Do a medicine check?
Yeah, please.
That one.
As you're walking, there's just like a full hook that's like awesome, and you just accidentally like snag like, the
whoa,
side of your
whoa,
head on
whoa.
The
hook. Ow!
Jackie!
Whoa!
Ow!
Jackie!
How? Ow! That's why. Is that rusty?
That looks like it could be infected, but we should probably get that sorted. You need to think of a new animal, by the way.
Okay.
For today.
Does it have to be a bird?
No.
Okay.
Why would it have to be a bird?
Well, because that was the only one that I've seen you turn into.
Yeah, because that's the only one you thought of.
Okay.
You've just been thinking of birds for the last week.
Yeah, I have. Got birds in the brain. How about an otter?
Sweet. And you see that Bookie Creep turns into a little otter and just starts sort of dancing around. Can I come with you?
Yeah, that would be amazing, actually.
Cool. Yeah, because I
my
can swim
now. My mom's room creeps me out.
Okay, cool. Let's go. Okay. Okay. Me and you.
Should we try to go down there? Does it seem like we can, like, it's made for people that, I feel like we're bigger than Finn, maybe, or...
I'm tall and tiny.
Okay.
I'm like a minnow.
I think, like, there's probably, like, air pockets, like, at the top of, like, once you've dived down. I feel like, because it's like, you know, it's like when it gets, like, those little, like, trapped air pockets. I feel like that's probably...
Totally.
You know, that probably is, like, just in the kitchen, there'll be, like, a little, at the very top, there's probably, like, a little...
I feel like my horse legs are pretty long, so I will be, kind of, my head will be bopping out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could probably swim with your...
Yes, I'll swim with my arms. Or you could be on my human shoulders.
Yeah, I'll get on your shoulders. This is the only way to do it.
So
climbing up.
You all descend down in through this kind of steel tunnel that goes down into what is a really gorgeous kitchen. It's like very like modern design.
I'm imagining very kind of like clean, like minimalist.
Open floor plan.
Yeah, very open floor plan. Fast as, you know, just wants to keep things simple. And there's a little air pocket at the top, so you can kind of go up for breath whenever you need to. And you see the layout of the layout of this kitchen, the fridge, there's like a fridge freezer, like a place where you can keep things cold, is currently open as fast as kind of going through it. And yeah, you see these little like kind of pouches of like different like liquids and foods and things. Everything's like sealed so that it doesn't get, you know, super wet.
Sorry, I didn't realize you were gonna calm down, sweetie. I would have, you know, tidied up a little. Are you okay? Can you not? Are you not a?
Are we talking underwater right now?
Yeah, we can.
Well, we're underwater.
I can understand you. It's fine.
Okay.
Can you understand me?
I think so.
I think you don't have to like struggle to understand each other. You just hear bubbles, mm-hmm. but Finn and Fast definitely understand.
Gotta go.
All right. Well, we go back
to the top of the kitchen, just
trying to be supportive.
We'll go up there. We'll
okay.
Go up there
yeah. Then.
John, I'm panicking.
Hey, do you guys want some cheddar humans or something like that?
What?
Yeah.
They're like the little crackers, the little crackers.
And they're cheddar
humans. And they're cheddar in the shape of humans.
Hurry! Oh, hurry!
Connect with your mother.
Please. Nick, are you okay?
We...
You don't...
Keep connecting!
Okay, we'll keep connecting. Okay, listen. So I need to go and, check on, something. I'll probably go for the rest of the day. Yeah, hi, honey.
I know you don't, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I know you don't love talking about stuff mm-hmm, like this. Mm-hmm. I just had a question. I was maybe hoping we could just, like...
Oh, right, okay.
So I feel like...
She's fast looks at the two of you with your head still up and goes, "Would you mind giving us a second?" And just sort of like gestures, like pushing your heads back down under
into
the water.
The water?
Yeah.
Are you guys going up?
Yeah.
Something's been happening to me.
Okay.
I feel like I hit like this age and all of a sudden like all these changes are happening.
That's just, yeah, I think, okay.
Yeah, you know, like yeah. I'm like taller and you know, like I'm like sweating a little bit more. Ooh, and
I noticed.
Yeah, and I'm like hearing the voice of death in transit.
Oh, right, okay.
Like I'm hearing a voice because I had a vision. I touched, there was this like insane place and it looked beautiful. It was like these orbs and people were living in them and they looked like us. And then there was this big red glowing thing. And I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means?
Oh, I don't know. I said I'd never tell you. I said that I was just trying to keep you safe.
From what?
So many things. They wanted to hurt you. Oh, I don't know what to do.
They wanted to hurt me?
Yeah, they wanted to help all of us, and you... Oh, goodness. Okay, come with me. Oh.
And she swims down into her room. You see on the other side of the wall from the kitchen, there is a safe, and she goes and she turns the dials, and it's your birthday, the dials, and she opens it, and you see inside this safe, there is a swirling orb that seems to be filled with black smoke and fire. It's the same orb that you saw from your vision.
Oh, what is this?
So...
This is what I saw.
Yeah. So, a little while ago, this man came to our home and wanted to try and control us. And his power was drawn from this object that you can see.
What do you mean, our home, like here?
No, as in our home, like the pods that you saw. And you one day overheard me and your father talking about it, and you decided that you were going to be a big strong boy and save us, and you went and you took it. And when you took it, that man, he lost his power, and he had to go, and your father fought him, and your father killed him, and it was amazing. But you changed. I think you died. I don't know. But ever since, you were able to hear all these voices in your head, and so me and your father came up with a plan, which is that we would get rid of all your memories so that you wouldn't remember these voices anymore.
Wait.
And ever since we did, you stopped hearing the voices. And it worked.
Wait. I had a dad?
Yeah. You didn't think you had a dad?
Well, I didn't know. You never talked about him.
That's true. That's what, I didn't want to bring the memories back. I'm so sorry.
This is my fault?
No. It's like a really good... You saved everyone. You saved...
But I died?
I think so.
Am I dead right now?
I don't know.
Am I a ghost?
I don't know.
Am I here?
I thought I died. I almost drowned up there. Down there.
Can we just have whatever snack is in the pantry? Is it okay if I just... I wash my hands before I open the refrigerator. I know you guys are going through
a
lot.
Yeah, of course. Please, go.
As you go into...
Go to the surface.
As you go into the fridge, you see that the bags of milk, now that you've seen this, swirling orb, you see that the bags of milk, for a second, seem to have, a similar, smoky red fire around them. And as you kind of pluck it out, it kind of slowly dissipates. But you can kind of, feel whatever, magic from is, just through to proximity being close to this orb has, rubbed off on all the food that's, in this fridge.
So wait, hold on. So I died. How did I come back? How am I here? How am I talking to you right now?
Well, I don't know. I don't know, sweetie. I wish I knew.
And then you hear in your head, well, that would probably be me. Hi. Again, death transition. You died whilst I was trapped inside this thing, so I wasn't able to facilitate your transition. So you're still here.
So wait, you're like a part of me now? Do you live?
I get. We have a pretty much permanent connection. Yes, I wasn't able to facilitate your transition in time, and so therefore, you are just sort of I don't know, maybe semi-immortal. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens next time you die.
Semi-immortal? Wait, see me next time I die.
Everyone's going to die eventually. So.
Right. Okay, so hold on. Just pause and wait and hold on.
Okay.
You just are going to, be in my head now. Why couldn't I hear you before?
No. Well, so, this is a strange thing. You were blocked off from me because of the whole your mother wiping your memories. You must have come into contact at some point with another aspect of me. This orb is just one aspect of my power. I'm a god, so, there are some people that sort of worship me in the same way that,
The vice principal. But he's my best friend. He'd never do that.
The vice principal?
Yeah, my best friend, the vice principal.
Do you think he could be a ally, a sort of a worshiper?
There's
a
lot of weird shit going on at our school, and at first
do
I thought he was
these cheddar people. I just feel like I'm hogging them up here.
No. I'll have some. These are really good if you dip them in peanut butter and cheese. Oh, sounds like
peanut butter.
So you're saying when I touched the vice principal and he had this
I don't know,
and it was a part of a bigger thing. Mm-hmm. I was playing rocks on my sending stone, and I kind of missed part of the conversation. Right. But it was a thing where he's, oh God, come on, Finn, what was it?
Hey, pause. It's okay. Deep breaths. We're all good. Listen, if your vice principal is a worshiper of mine, that might have triggered it. If you touched him, it might have triggered some long dormant memories in you and allowed us to reform our connection. But hey, listen, I'm here. I can help now.
Always?
Only if you... Look, listen. Only in proximity to the orb, okay? But I will say this. The aspects of myself don't react well to other aspects of myself. We like to fight each other for dominance. So... If you, ever wanted a hand, maybe to be free of me talking in your mind, I could make you a deal, take me to the vice principal, let's kill him. I will assume the aspect of myself, I can get a little bit stronger, enough to break out of this frickin' orb, and we can all, go on our merry way.
I mean, that sounds amazing. Can I talk to my friends first? Is that okay?
Yeah, of course. Do you want to bring me with you?
Yeah, I would love that.
Sweet.
Okay, is there something I can call you that's, maybe a little bit easier than...
Death Transition?
Yeah.
Oof.
Garbage is up for grabs now, I think.
Do you want to go for Mark?
Mark?
Yes.
Yeah, I love that name. Okay, hold on. Hey, guys.
I can't paddle much longer.
Yeah, well, can we talk in the lobby or the foyer area of your house?
Yeah, absolutely. Just one sec. And can I grab the orb and put it in my pocket just in case we don't have to come back down here?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so I'm grabbing the orb and
popping
it in my pocket.
Okay. I'm really sorry. I know that's a lot for you to deal with, and I did my best, and I feel like I lied to you, and I'm so sorry. Maybe we should go and get some dinner, at some point, and we'll talk all this out,
Yeah, if you want to get dinner with me, then I would love to get dinner.
Oh, great. Okay, we'll do that.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk about it. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Great. Great. Okay.
Okay. And she gives like a really awkward hug.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Dinner. Okay. Are you going to take that with you? Is that safe?
The orb. Don't worry. Me and Mark figured it out. And I actually
Mark?
Figured, that is Death and Transition's name. And oh, sorry. Transit?
Okay. That's everything you're saying, it's not good for me.
Oh, don't even worry about it. Okay. Since I almost died and he brought me back to life, and now he's kind of like a part of me. Right. So it's like, Mark is me and I am Mark, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
I think I might be Death.
Mark.
Is that fun?
That's pretty, I guess that's pretty awesome.
Okay, thanks.
Whatever you excel at. I wish it was still soccer, though. Okay, okay. Have fun with your friends, I guess. I'm gonna go and check on a thing. I love you.
I love you. Okay.
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 Oh, bye. Okay. Sorry, guys.
No, your mom's nervous energy gave us a lot of information.
Yeah. So there is something that I do need to talk to you guys about.
Yeah.
Mark is what we're calling.
Hello.
Hi, Mark. So Mark
you
said
all,
hi.
Now that you're all close to the planter, you'll all hear that.
Awesome.
Whoa.
This is Mark. Okay. And so he sort of like lives in me, but also in the orb, from what I can gather. And apparently there is another piece of Mark that is living, I think, in the go.
Is it in the go or in the in principle?
That's a really great question. From what I'm gathering, principle maybe is a worshiper of the god that Mark is. And so we got a...
I'm sort of like an aspect of the god, you see. A sort of like... when... So, fun story. A little while ago, some of these nasty little robot people came to my plane, my home plane, and I had to get out of there because it was pretty bad. And so I came to this plane and split myself into lots of different parts, little aspects of me, so that I could... You know, weather the storm, hopefully wait until the little robot's pissed off and then I could move back in to, you know, home. Hasn't happened yet. It's been a while. Yes, I place myself inside of different objects and sometimes if people worship me, you know, a little aspect of me will be drawn to them and then they'll sort of become like a sort of my paladin, if you will, like a sort of, you know, draw my power. It's kind of fun.
I love that. So I'm a pal.
But I'd like to, if I could gather more aspects of me, I could get back to doing my god stuff, you know?
And like when you become a god again, you wouldn't like smite us or like...
Yeah, like death is a bit alarming.
No. Okay, so you're hearing death, okay?
Yeah.
And I realize this is a big concept. I am not the god of death or life. I am god merely of the transition. I do not have the ability to hurt you. No. Merely help you transition to wherever your next destination is.
Ah, you're the plug in the outlet going...
The who and the what now, sorry?
So,
linking when you go to the hospital and your grandma is kind of sick, and they unplug her. The plug.
Yeah,
the transition.
Yeah.
No. Okay, so you know what so when you unplug grandma,
yeah,
I'm sort of like, hey, Grammy, come with me. And I sort of guide her to the next place.
So you're
like
the nurse.
You're like a
trip setter. I'm like the nurse of the next part.
Is that what it sounds like?
Sometimes. The plug?
Sometimes it's like. I'm so sorry.
They're made of rubber sometimes.
Creak.
Creek?
Well, you know, if it's an old outlet. Underwater.
Hinges!
Creek! Mark, like, we're nailing this. Look at us tag teaming this explanation.
I'm really proud of us. We're kind of growing.
Mark, if you can hear me, my name is Jen. It's not Jackie D. I don't know how that happened. It felt...
Okay.
I feel like I'm flail when
didn't,
someone asks me
didn't catch
my name.
Jackie D at all, so
you
not sure
it?
Where that came from.
I thought
Jen
since you're
fine.
In my head, you would hear it somewhere. Anyways, so I'm Jen. Nice to meet you, Mark.
Nice to meet you, too.
So it's in different thing. Your aspects are in different objects?
Yes. Look, all over. And we sort of don't really, you know, we can sense each other if we're close, but not, you know, in a sort of like mapped out kind of way. We're just sort of loose out
here.
So
do you feel any at the moment?
Not right now. Maybe if we get a little bit closer to this vice principal, maybe I might feel something.
Okay.
I just don't want to jeopardize our chances of getting into the senior class if we like super mess with the vice principal a lot. I mean, we are going to steal from him.
Eventually.
But
we should have to steal from him. Okay. Well, I will.
You to take him out.
Of course. No. Look, listen. Again, I can't do anything really. I'm just an orb. Okay. I'm like sort of a source of power. What I will say, though, is if it's helpful at all, if you get into any sort of pickle, we aspects, until we are merged, are weakened by each other's presence. So if this vice principal is a worshipper of me, then, you know, I might be a little problem, a little thorn in his side, if you will. So
He floats. Is that a sign of someone who worships you?
Listen, they're very far-ranging powers, as far as I can tell. You know, some of them really get a little hung up on the whole sort of helping people transition thing, which isn't really my style, but I can't really do much, you know, because I'm split into lots of different pieces. They just use me and, you know, just take my power and do what they want with it.
Okay, so we just got to get you close to the vice principal. Is that what you're saying?
I just, if you need the vice principal to, you know, be weakened, that might help.
So for now, we got to finish this month of school, and we got to, once we get into the senior center, which sounds like something different.
Yeah, I think it's just called like the senior part of school.
The senior part of the
school. I hope they have Jell-O. That would be cool.
Yeah, I would like some Jell-O. What's Jell-O?
Jell-O is like a gelatinous, like sugar water.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll try it.
Would you refer to it as a water? I always thought of it more as a soup. Yeah. Would a soup be considered a water?
Soup is wet.
Yeah.
Water. So it sounds like you're using water as the word liquid.
Sure.
Can I just ask,
I thought we could put you on a keychain so like nobody knows that you're a death orb when we go into school. So it just looks like a regular cool accessory.
Oh, you want to put me on a keychain? Oh, that's kind of cute.
Can I add to that and say, I've really wanted an earring.
How big is this orb?
Yeah. Okay. So I just want to clarify for everyone. This orb is like, it's a plant. It's a big, you know, like a
sports ball.
Not quite a sports ball, like one size down. Yeah, like a softball, like in your palm of your hand. Pretty heavy.
Right. I don't know.
An earring.
It seems like your lobe would just kind of hang down.
Do you think?
I mean, if you want to disc your like lip or something, that'd be kind of cool to have it just in your bottom.
What if
lip.
We put it in a bag?
Oh, yeah.
Concerned about this is maybe going to be painful.
Okay, yes, backpack. Okay, that feels better probably actually than... I've got to say, Finn, I think you're pretty awesome. Like, the times we hung out and, like, you should have seen yourself. You were, like, a full-on child, and you were just like, I'm not scared of this guy. I'm just going to walk on over, and I'm going to grab his thing because he needs this. And then your dad kicked his ass, and it was really, really cool, Finn. Like, seriously, you're dope.
Can I ask, what happened to my dad?
We need to go to school, right? We need to go to school.
Right, yeah, we can talk about it later.
About 7:30 in the morning, we should go to school.
All right.
So
back to school. just horribly painted on makeup that's now streaking from water.
Why'd you pick the blue shade?
I just don't know what any of them are.
Absolutely incredible.
Using an eyeshadow as foundation is just rookie stuff.
Just wrecking everything. So, the next class that you have up is Spanish.
Spanish.
And,
Spanish, by the way.
One thing that you know, Finn, is that you're kind of surprised to see Spanish back on your timetable because you know the Spanish teacher went missing a few days ago, and so you haven't been able to, you know, attend the class, but a substitute has been found and is in the school now. As you all file into this Spanish lesson.
What Spanish?
You notice that all of the desks have been moved to the edge of the room, and your substitute teacher is stood in the middle of the room. Substitute teacher, would you mind introducing yourself and also the name of your character?
Hello, my name is Devin Field. But my character is Rufus Cutler.
Yeah! What? Rufus is back!
That's right.
How do you feel Rufus is feeling in this moment?
I'm feeling confident, as always.
Great.
This guy's a teacher?
Rufus so Cutler feeling extremely confident.
Is there a spotlight in this classroom?
Yes, there's a single spotlight on Rufus right now. He's got that, like, gym lighting, where, like the those muscles in your arm, you know, just looking extremely cut.
His hair looks like he's underwater.
It's got so much motion and body.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is different about how Rufus looks since the last time we saw him?
Yeah.
What a good question. It's long, lustrous hair. That's all that's really changed.
Like Legends of the Fall.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Nice. It's a Brad Pitt part. Yeah. And maybe it's even dyed. We don't know.
No, okay, nice.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
So as Rufus, as you prepare for this first class, a classroom full of students piles in. The vice principal suggested that if you were to do Spanish, maybe it would be a good idea to do sort of like a one-on-one with one of the students just to, you know, showcase a little bit of your Spanish, perhaps.
When I say Spanish, what comes to mind?
I don't know what it is. Do you guys know?
That's right. Of course, the continent of Europe and the nation of Spain is what comes to mind, isn't it?
Oh, right.
We all know what that is.
Sure.
Alaska?
No.
It's me.
Never heard of it. I don't know.
It's a faraway land. It's just southwest of France. Really, no one knows Spain. It's on the Iberian Peninsula. They have ham. They have incredible ham. Have you never had any of Spanish ham? I didn't expect to be introducing people to the concept of Iberia ham. I thought we'd really be bonding already.
Do you have any?
No. Put all that out of your mind. And instead, focus on what really matters, the ancient Spanish art of combat, or guerre.
Huh?
Guerro?
Guerro?
Guerro. That might be the Spanish word for war. It doesn't matter.
We were on libraries. That was our Spanish
luchar. Okay. That's the word for fight.
Oh.
Luchar.
Oh, luchador. Someone who fights.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
You get an A.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Cool.
It's as easy as that, is everyone. Please. That's as simple as it could be.
Luchar.
Mm-hmm. You get an A.
I was nervous for this class, but now I think.
Well, you should be.
¿Cómo se dice luchar?
I don't know what the first part was, but listen. We're not going to be covering Spanish today. We're going to be covering the Spanish art of fighting. Combat. I will now beat all of you up one by one.
No, yes.
Is
there
a syllabus
for the class or anything like a test coming up?
What was the word you said?
Syllabus. It's kind of the framework of like how the class will break down and when the tests and stuff are.
Okay, your grade is sliding down to a B.
Oh, no.
And that should be a lesson to everyone here. Don't talk back to the teacher.
What's the difference between Spanish fighting and regular fighting?
My God. A world of difference.
Okay.
Let me think. The Spaniard is known mostly for fighting bulls. They fight bulls.
Jin, you feel a little tug on your, like, on your trouser leg as the little otter that's next to you just looks up and goes, you should go kick his ass.
There's much to be learned.
I should kick his ass?
Yeah, I think you should kick his
ass. I haven't had a great track record with fighting so far.
But you're a paladin of Sophie's.
I know. Okay. You know what?
Yeah, it's gonna hit the
Should I just get in there?
Just go kick his ass. He's gonna bite your ankle so that you like jump forward.
Perfect. You've entered the combat sphere in the traditional way by jumping into the ring. Okay, good.
Is there any sort of ground rules we should establish before we get into this?
This guy wants ground rules. This guy's about to walk into a fight and he thinks there's gonna be rules agreed upon. Okay? Absolutely not. If you can beat me, you can speak Spanish. Do you understand?
Got it. I'm going to attack. That's a 14 to hit.
Yeah, I'm 15.
My heart's not in it yet. Second attack. Okay. 17.
Hits. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to add a smite to it.
Fantastic.
I'm really scared that this guy's about to hit me harder. So 17 damage to Rufus. I want to learn!
This guy's got pep. He thinks he knows what's up. Didn't hurt at all. Didn't faze me. Not injured.
Okay.
So nice try. That's it, right? You give up? You give up, right?
No, I don't.
You admit that I've bested you in single combat.
You haven't done anything to me.
Okay. I didn't want to have to do this.
Oh, no, Jackie.
Jackie,
no,
come
did
on.
Should I have not said that?
You should have definitely just backed off. He just said, don't talk
everyone,
back.
Why is that, like, obvious to everyone else?
I hope you're ready to get punched.
Oh, no.
Jen looks just so nervous.
15.
That doesn't hit.
I hit him. I totally hit him. I hit him.
No, you didn't.
I think you didn't.
Did everyone see how hard I hit him? Write that down.
Write down what? That you lied about hitting me?
No.
I draw a picture of what really happened.
All right, now just shake my hand and admit defeat, and we'll move on to me beating everyone else up.
I'm going
to
just keep hitting him. I'm feeling like I'm winning.
Give him the hooves, man.
Okay. I'll give him the
draw
hooves.
More portraits. Draw more portraits. We got to post this on the bulletin board.
Oh, that's a... 24 to hit. and then a 17 hit, so two hits.
I'm kicking this guy's ass.
I hope the drive from your house wasn't that far.
This is so funny. This is by far the most effective Jin has ever been in a combat.
So 16 damage. I'm going to do one more smite. I want to know Spanish. So 16 plus 13, so 29.
Are you still up?
Yeah, I'm at 3.
Whoa, wild. Okay, so I think what happens is you just see Jin, emboldened by the fact that he's actually doing something, just start absolutely pounding on Rufus. Just like, he's pinned on the floor. Just like,
is this okay? Is this okay?
No, you can stop, Jackie. I think you're stop, okay. Jin. I pull Jackie off.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone try to pull you back.
Okay.
Rufus spits out some teeth. Oh. So did everyone see how I got the upper hand in that situation? That was clear to everyone, right? How I was winning that?
I think this time we just have to say yeah, because...
Yeah. Jin's going to shake Rufus's hand. He's like, you kicked my ass.
Rufus pulls him down to pull himself up. Everyone see? And that's combat. Whoa. Which is, of course, the first lesson of Spanish.
I can't believe that's Spanish.
Do we all have to do that?
Can I just like cast healing word on you and you never ever do that to me?
Interesting. I'm gonna say yes. Not because I need it, because I don't, but just because
No. I would never
assume. Seem to get it. You seem to understand. So gracias. Gracias.
De nada. Cinco healing points.
Don't need so I guess I'm 5 health points above my max, so I'm sort of overhealed, you know?
You look like you're bleeding a little.
No, I've actually never been more healthy in my life.
I'm so sorry. Quick question. What happened to Senior Roger?
Oh, they didn't tell you guys what happened to Senior Roger?
No.
No, we just heard he went missing.
Interesting.
What did you do?
Interesting.
What
did I do?
He's what getting so I quiet. Do?
Oh, God, he's just staring out the window.
What have I done?
The what window is just looking out on the parking lot. I don't know what he's getting from that.
There's a couple of cool cars, nothing above like a Nissan. What
the fuck is going on?
As this
on?
Exchange comes to an end, the door swings open. Through hovers Vice Principal Wolfgang, and he... Ah, excellent. I can see that Spanish is going well.
Yes, class, and that's how you conjugate the verb hacer, to do, right?
See.
Yeah.
Fine, listen, you three. Did you bring my milk?
I have it right here. There you go.
And you see that as he kind of like hovers towards you, he's like, sorry. I have something in my...
Do you want to use a neti pot? That often helps me get all the stuff out of my nose.
Oh, what? Sorry?
A neti pot. It's like a saline solution and like a teapot.
You gotta be careful. They'll give you brain parasites. Do you guys know that about neti pots?
Can I make an insight check to see if the death aspect is affecting your principal?
He's got allergies.
Okay. 17.
He looks like the closer he's getting to Finn, he seems to be kind of like struggling to kind of...
Does he have the go with him?
He doesn't.
Okay.
No.
Can I just think, Mark, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, this is not good. Yeah, that guy, 100%, he's got an aspect. He's assumed an aspect.
But he doesn't have the go. We thought that you were in the go.
No. What? I think my aspects can be absorbed into humanoids. And so...
What?
I think that... Oh, man, this is like a splitting headache. Wow, okay. Yeah, 100%. You were correct, yes.
Wait, like you could be absorbed into a human?
Yes, if you wanted, you could absorb me out of the...
But could you go into Finn?
Yes, I could absorb it. Yes, you could.
Oh, get your powers now. That would be a shoo-in.
But then I must warn you, though, that would mean we would be like inseparably bonded. Like, if you want to, you know, have me in your brain at all times. Wow, this is actually so bad.
Would you be out of pain?
Would I be? No. Oh, we'd both be in pain, but then we would, you know, if we absorbed the aspect that's inside of him, we'd be okay. We'd be okay. Oh, God.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, well, like, maybe we should just, like, get out of here. I feel like it's not the right time to do, like, a ritual where we summon...
For sure.
Yeah, okay.
Is there, like, any homework for Spanish fighting class?
Yes. Everyone... Try to do 50 pull-ups, 50 push-ups, 50 sit-ups, and run 50 miles.
So the last part is so much.
So much what?
Harder.
So much harder for you, maybe. Not for a warrior. Not for a Spanish warrior.
Well, actually, Jackie D has a condition where his butt is sort of like...
Concave.
It's like two birds died.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
This is extremely inappropriate, Finn.
Finn, why does that? What is? How does that factor in?
Finn, you need to.
Well, because if you're running 50 miles, you're not gonna have the muscle mass.
I was given a very strict lecture and set of instructions to never talk about any student's body in any way. So I'm just not gonna do it. Okay?
Thank you for being professional, Finn. Give me the milk.
Oh, okay. Here. Well, I.
Yeah, I've got it in my backpack, and I unzip it, and I give you them.
Okay, thank you.
The other homework is to look up tapas. That's all.
Small plate. Got
it. Okay. What about it?
Okay, you get an A. Back up to an
A. Yes! Right. I need to get out of here. I've got a splitting headache. Make sure that Mr. Cutler doesn't get lost. You three, okay? Just make sure. Take him to your next class, free period, etc.
Take this substitute teacher to our next class.
Yes.
Our next free period?
Yes, just don't let him get, like, lost or anything. And he's new, and I don't have time to show him around, okay? The principal's going to be here in a day or two. I need to...
Yeah, you look terrible. You should go lie down. Yeah,
I do. I feel terrible. Okay, I'm going to lie down.
You have a migraine?
I'm going to lie down. Yes, really bad.
Okay.
A really bad migraine.
I wish I could help. I don't have any... I don't even know what I would do.
Why did you say that then? Why did you... You didn't need to say that.
It just seemed like you had a migraine, so I just wanted
to... Okay, but you're just highlighting it, but no, not actually going
to
offer any
help. I don't know what to do about a migraine.
Oh, right. Yes, of course you're a student. Oh, God. Oh, God.
You have been listening to Arc 9 of the Rotating Heroes podcast, Tomorrow's Heroes. Your GM was me, Jasper William Cartwright, and it starred Zach Oyama as Jin, Vic Michaelis as Finn Fude, Rashawn Scott as Tion Reesh, and, as of this episode, Devin Field as Rufus Cutler. If you've enjoyed this, please don't forget to leave us a review. On whatever app you are using, it really helps us find new rotators and bring them into the family. And don't forget, if you want more Rotating Heroes goodness in your life, we have an amazing Patreon with all the goodies, including off-leash episodes, ad-free episodes, Arc Box, where we discuss the episodes, artwork drops, you name it, it's all over on the Patreon. So go ahead and check it out. Thank you so much. We will see you next week.